Hi, everybody. This is Mary, and
this is Rod, and this is the Allow Love Show.
Yes, this is the Allow Love Show, and we apologize up front. We have a huge, loud rainstorm going on, so we will do our best to talk over it, and hopefully it will not impact the call too much. There is no quieter place that we can go right now to not have this actual wonderful storm for the plants and the trees. Just not so good for a background for our call. Anyway, glad you're here. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone. So the information is pure and straight from the being who comes through. And we never know who that is. So it's a lovely surprise. So, here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Buddha.
Buddha, wonderful. It's been quite a while. Have you been on the show before? I think a long time ago?
Yes,
a long time ago. Yes, wonderful. Thank you for being here. I'm sure there's a reason that you came today. And do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start with questions?
Dear ones, I see many of you looking for peace in the world. I'm here to tell you that you must first find it in yourself before you can see it in the world.
That's a very clear message and sounds right on, okay? It's up to each one of us to create the peace that we want. Yes. Okay, we have Cindy on the line. Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for being
Hello,
here, Buddha. And, of course, Mary, I've got a lot of questions, so I can always wait while somebody comes in. Buddha, on July 9th through approximately August 28th, all of the planets are going to be behind the sun. So what can we expect in the world? Is there going to be a lot of things opening up where facts are coming out about the different things that have been held back from the people in the world, so it can help wake them up?
There will be a lot of that, yes, and there will be new energies coming as a result also.
Okay. And then on May 12th, starting in the early morning on the East Coast, mainly while people were sleeping, it went from, like, Maryland, the state of Maryland, across through Oregon, and it took about 20 minutes for this pulse of energy to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. What was this?
That was a new wave of energy for you guys, you humans on planet Earth at this time.
So who sent this energy wave?
All that is, my dear.
That's beautiful. Okay. In Iran, the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, he sounds like he's one of the good guys. Is that accurate?
That is so.
Okay. And now there's a story flying around that the UN is trying to take guns away from everyone on the planet. Is this just a bunch of hogwash, just to get people riled up?
They would love to do that, but they have no way to perform it.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking of people in the United States that are in Texas, and they're going, you're not taking my guns. Not until everybody's, you know, no wars, everything in peace, then you can have my gun. Okay. Richard Donahue is the chief prosecutor for Queens, Brooklyn, and Long Island. And he was an attorney, the JAG, for Fort Bragg Army Base. And he's now going to be prosecuting the Nexium case. Is he a good guy?
Yes.
And will the judge that's assigned, will that be a good judge or a corrupt judge?
Mostly good.
Okay. So, okay. And then Senator Chuck Grassley, is he a good guy?
I would like to say yes.
You would like to?
Yes.
But you're not saying he is.
I say again, I would like to say yes.
Okay. Okay. And then it's going all over the internet saying the Pope is considering resigning. Is this going to happen in the near future?
Not until he finishes his primary task.
And what is that primary task?
To close the Vatican.
Oh, you think he'll be able to do that?
He will.
And will this happen in 2018?
Or thereabouts.
Okay. Q. Now, and Corsi. Corsi is saying Q's fake. He took over Q, yada, yada, yada. What is happening is that true that he's taken over Q and putting out all this information? Or is that misdirection?
Misdirection, my dear.
And is this being done intentionally?
As intentionally as the cabal can do it.
Oh, so is Corsi with the cabal or Q with the cabal?
Neither. The misinformation is coming from them, though.
Some of the information is coming from the cabal?
The misinformation is.
Okay. Because I find Q very fascinating. I can't always figure out what he means, but it's great when it shows up that he was right on, or she or they, whatever. And in one of Q's things, he says, what does it mean Sessions is activated? So what does it mean when Q's saying that Sessions is activated?
Not understanding the word. Is it Prussian?
No, Session. Jeff Session.
Oh, is activated?
Yes. What does that mean when Q says that?
It means that he will have more power to do what he's supposed to do.
Okay. And then is Israel's president, Reuven Rivlin, a good person for humanity?
I would like to say yes.
Okay. And then, President Mirzoleyev of Uzbekistan, how is he, good or bad?
Mix?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your answer.
Cindy, the rain is so strong. I miss who you're talking about. The answer was mixed bag.
Okay, President Mirziyoyev of Uzbekistan. I'm trying to pronounce it the best I can.
Of what country?
Okay. Uzbekistan.
Oh, Uzbekistan?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, mixed bag, he said.
Okay. So it looks like things are getting really wrapped up with Mueller and the Russian investigation. When are we looking in a month where things are going to start being told what he found during the Russian investigation, since there wasn't any really thing for Trump? Will he start spilling the beans and saying it was the Democrats and they were doing the spying and all of that?
What will come out of this is nowhere near what anybody expects.
But it'll make a lot of people very happy, such as the truthers that are going, come on, we need stuff to happen. So will it make people like us very happy?
Yes.
And would you say by the end of June or sooner?
Cindy, I'm going to break in. We have Thomas on the line. You just go on hold, okay?
Okay.
Thomas, are you there? Welcome.
Hi. Hi, welcome. Thank you. I just have a couple. Thank you. Welcome. it's amazing what drama class will do to you. I have just a couple quick questions here. It has to do with some friends who have back problems.
That's terrible. Only a couple.
Yeah. I just find Cindy's questions so scintillating that she takes the breath away from me. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, she's very insightful with her questions, but I really am just can I just use letters of first and last names and just quickly, because they're in very, very serious pain.
Okay.
BF, he's got a lot of back pain, and is there any suggestion about what he might wish to do for that?
Yes. He needs to see himself as supported.
Okay. Okay. That's funny. He isn't feeling supported then?
Correct.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
But
is there any...
to change that. He needs to change that if he wants to let this pain go.
All right. Oh, all right. Okay.
Dear one.
All right.
Dear one, can I point something out?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Can I point something out?
Please.
You knew this already.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Would this be the same for AM, how she's her back situation?
No, that's slightly different.
Okay. What would you suggest that I could pass on to her that would help her?
Stretches.
Okay. All right. And finally, my one of my son-in-laws, AS.
The question is?
He was, in law enforcement for years and is experienced, he's had to retire and but continues to experience a great deal of pain in his back. It may be elsewhere as well.
It would serve him to spend some time with a counselor. The reason I say that is he is carrying things that are not his.
Oh, do I know about that? Okay.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. And then just one other quick question about a person I've had a relationship with her as a friend, but something said to me that I had to break that off, and I've been feeling guilty about it. But I've just felt that I can't continue that friendship, and that's with her initials are G-S-J.
Your question is?
Well, my question is, I don't know whether I just feel bad about it, and I'm wondering. I feel energetically it was the best thing I could do because I was having problems. It was just me listening all the time, pretty much to what she was saying, and I didn't seem to really have a connection with her that I felt was I could express things that were really coming from my heart.
May I speak to this?
I wish you would, yeah, please.
First, I have a question.
Please.
May I?
Absolutely.
I need you to tell me how many ditches you can dig with guilt.
For me, it's been godzillion.
Really? Guilt is absolutely worthless. You can't do anything with it. It serves no one.
Okay, right.
Even you, it doesn't serve.
Thank you.
So bless her. On her way, and smile.
Thank you.
Mary will tell you how.
You already know, Thomas.
Smiling right now.
Okay.
I would like a thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Hold
thank
on.
You.
Mary, I would like a thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
thank
welcome,
you, all of you.
Notice the line there.
Oh, okay. The thank you is that Buddha has performed some magic, and the rain has backed off seriously to the point where it shouldn't interfere with the call anymore, and maybe you all can hear more clearly than a little while ago when we started. So thank you. Thank you, Buddha. Yes.
Most welcome.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I can, it is clear, very clear. Thank you.
Most welcome. How else can I help you, dear one?
All right, back to Cindy. Yay.
Okay.
For the compliment, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Cindy. Shall I just go to the listening line?
Yes, do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Cindy, before you come back, I'd like to go into a couple of things.
Sure.
Okay. The Wiener sealed indictment has been unsealed. I thought when I was sending the email today that the indictment was there, but it was only page one. But I presume it's available on the net somewhere if somebody really wants to read it. It's not nice.
If somebody is that masochistic yet.
They can find it
someplace
now, and we don't have to wait for it. Okay. But I understand it's really pretty nasty. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The New York cop that I guess found it or read it or whatever and was then taken out by the cabal, it's my understanding that Trump went to be at that funeral on purpose because of the bravery of this cop. And the mother's appreciation for Trump coming to speak at that funeral?
All true, my dear. Yes.
All true. Okay, and it's my understanding that the cabal is in so much disarray now, they couldn't even figure out that murdering this guy would do nothing for the cabal. It was just, they're just really, really a mess, huh?
It's like pursuing a wounded bear. The bear doesn't know exactly what it's doing, but it's lethal.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I get that. Okay. The volcano on the big island of Hawaii, Kilauea, there's been just the last couple of days for me some really interesting information about the history of that behind, it's called the Puna Geothermal Power Station. And I believe I've driven by that a number of times. That's in the Pahoa area on the southeast part of the Big Island. And there were questions beginning in 77 about the wisdom of even building a geothermal fracking plant that close to a live volcano, correct?
Correct.
And that the plan, that first of all, there's Rothschild money behind it, and the man who is in charge of it has been honored by the Rothschilds and thus is probably doing their bidding. And the plan, as announced, and tell me if this is correct, was to at some point use that geothermal station to collapse Kilauea and cause tsunamis that would take out Hawaii and the West Coast if that were allowed a depopulation agenda. Is that basically correct?
Well, there was a whole lot. There were many, many extended consequences beyond what you mentioned.
You mean the damage they intended was more vast than what I just described? or something different?
If such an event were allowed, the effect on the people's psyche would be tremendous. It would be a huge negative impact, which would serve the cabal, and that was intended as well.
Okay, so not just physical damage, but
no.
Psychic, psychological damage as well. So they were going to do things with that event if they could. Now, it's my understanding this will not happen, no matter what their intents are, and that the new fissure has opened that is approaching the facility and might take out the facility.
Well, surprise, surprise.
What a lovely idea, eh? And then the Big Island would have to scramble to get electricity to that area. But if they would get on the move, they could do that so that people would have electricity within a short period of time.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Malaysia Flight 370. There's brand new information, new to me, that the plane was taken to or flown to Diego Garcia, the U.S. base out in the ocean, not far from there, and then flown to Tel Aviv, and then flown to Florida, repainted as Malaysia Flight number 1717, flown to Holland, and then blown up in the Ukraine to try to smear Russia, and the whole thing failed. Is this a true report?
Yes, a sad note about the cabal's failure.
Well, we want them to fail repeatedly. But that was the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There was a comment by Benjamin Fulford that on the surface, the Iranian deal that Trump has pulled out of, fired, that his firing of it was a victory for the nasties, but they got billions and billions of dollars out of that deal. So how could that, in pulling out, be a victory for the nasties when they're not going to get any more money?
Anything that they think that they can use against him, they consider a victory.
Okay. So it's a form of PR that they're using that really doesn't have any reality to it. Okay.
As most VR doesn't.
Isn't. Yes, right. Okay. So apparently the EU reactions have been, of course, negative because those countries mostly are still run by cabal. France, Germany, UK, et cetera. Okay. And will China be taking over the French total operations in Iran, which would tie China and France as the two countries to provide gas to Europe for heating? Is that true?
That's a big possibility. Not realized.
Okay, just a possibility. Okay. There's a report that John Kerry has not been seen around since 2016. Is this true, and is he history?
Well, not exactly. It's more like he's hiding.
Hiding? Okay, because he's done bad stuff, has he not?
Correct.
So he's trying to save his butt by hiding?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. There's also stuff going on in Antarctica where there's been reports of big waves of energy coming across the planet from Antarctica, which has been under the control of the cabal to at least some degree for a long time, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us what's going on in Antarctica?
Well, this is part of the cabal's last ditch effort to maintain control.
They are putting out energy for control.
And this will be stopped soon?
Yes.
Okay. So one way or another, the good guys will be stopping this, or the Galactics, or Inner Earth, or somebody. They're getting it under control.
Dear one, I say again, you've heard this before, the light has won, mm-hmm. only a playing out.
Mm-hmm. 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 That is true, and that is very exciting. And the host, last time we were in Costco a couple of days ago, he actually bought a bottle of champagne to put in the fridge to keep for appropriate celebration time, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. I didn't get on at the first of the call. Who am I speaking with, or who are we channeling?
This is Buddha, dear one.
Oh, Buddha? Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. I am one of these people that is not feeling supported. And I've been doing hot stone massages, and now all of a sudden, and I can't go anywhere without depending on somebody else to take me. But now all of a sudden, all that's falling through because everybody's very busy at this time of year. So I'm not sure how I'm to handle that. How am I to feel supported under those conditions?
Allow the support that you need to come through. It's an allowing that you need to do, dealing.
Well, I kind of feel like I'm doing that, but maybe I'm not, huh? It's not coming through.
If you were, it wouldn't be a question.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And also, I am being reunited with my sacred soul partner through this call. And I've been told that he's going to get in touch with me, but it hasn't happened yet. Is that something I'm not allowing, or am I just being too anxious, or whatever you want to call it?
The last thing you said.
Too anxious?
Yes.
So I need to just let it go and let it happen, in other words.
Enjoy it happening.
It is happening as we speak.
Enjoy it happening.
I guess that's going over my head. Sometimes it feels like our energies are already uniting. Is that true?
That is so.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay, well, that helps out a lot. Thank you very much for coming on the call. I appreciate it.
You're entirely welcome.
And I am healing, right?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Okay. Okay, Cindy, do you want to take a turn again?
Sure do. Okay, so the new head of NASA is General Paul... Oh, Nakasone? I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he
Close
will
enough.
Also be over the... Pardon?
Close enough.
Okay. And this person will also control the CIA. Is he, for humanity, a good guy?
Yes.
Yay! How about Rudy Giuliani? He's an interesting character. Is he a good
yes.
guy?
Mixed bag.
Okay. And then supposedly through Pentagon sources, it said that the U.S. Second Fleet was reactivated to protect the East Coast. Is this true?
Not exactly. There is some movement there, but it's not a whole fleet being reactivated.
Okay, so why do they need to protect the East Coast?
Because there are small possibilities, but possibilities of the country being attacked there.
Okay. And since we've already won, that's not a strong possibility.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Cobra, I hate these names. Kawamura Takayaki, something like that. He said the real Cobra has died. That gets the messages, and he was Palladian. Is this accurate?
Not a chance.
Okay, so I thought he was a reliable source. So I wonder why he said this.
Dear one, some of the people who put out good information, in order to be able to continue putting it out, have to put out some misinformation occasionally.
Okay. There's some government websites, and one of them, and I do not remember the appropriate government name, but they show pictures of what the sun is doing 24/7, and they show it in the pictures in different colors. So my question is, are these fake? Because we also have that fake sun that people see that I've noticed has gotten a lot brighter lately than what it used to be. So are these fake pictures coming from this government website saying what the sun is doing?
No, my dear.
Oh, those are real?
Yes.
Okay. My friend Velvet would like me to ask, is a friend of hers by the name of Cheryl, who sort of lives in the Midwest back east, is she actually going to come to Arizona in June?
Only if the sun comes up tomorrow.
All right, it will. Okay. A couple of questions about myself. And I'm sort of thinking you might answer it like you did with Cheryl. My life has been a little interesting, to say the least, the last couple weeks. And Mary can attest to that. And so my money situation is a little interesting. I was wondering how soon I can pay back my friends and family the monies they have loaned me.
Inside a month.
Really? Cool. That's everybody?
Mostly.
Mostly. Okay.
Cindy?
And then,
Cindy?
Yeah?
Cindy, let me take Verna, and then we'll be back.
Oh. Hi, okay. Verna.
Verna. Hi, Carol.
Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi, Buddha. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. I have a personal question. Last week, for some reason, I felt Gordon near me a lot. Can you tell me what that was about?
Felt you had some important decisions that he wanted you to make in the right direction.
Well, did I make them in the right direction?
He thinks so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. Namaste. Carol, you can have
Namaste.
Him back.
Thank you, Verna.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
I just have a couple more questions, Mary. I just have a couple more.
Okay.
Someone in my life, their bank account was locked, and they have to pay 9,000 euros to unlock it. But the problem is all the money is in the bank account. Has no way at the moment to give the bank $9,000 euros. So I was wondering, I've been researching international banks. Some are located in the United States, but they also have branches like in Switzerland and all over the world. Would I be able to help get this person's bank account unlocked, talking to this one of these international banking to see what the laws are?
Dear one?
Yes?
He needs to hire an attorney on a contingency basis and get this done. That is what needs to happen.
Okay. The problem is right now where he's physically at. Maybe I could get somebody to talk him into doing that. So if he hired, did an attorney where he's physically located at, they would be able to get his bank account unlocked.
He needs an attorney where the bank account is.
Okay. So I'll have to do the research for this person because the physical place where he's currently at, he has no way to do this and no cell phone, no access to phones. So.
Understand.
Okay. Pardon?
I understand.
Okay. So, well, I'm looking at the other question. That's about it, Mary. My mind went sort of blank asking those.
That's okay, Cindy.
Okay, well, thank you, Buddha. And life has really been interesting for me the last few days, and it's been great. So
good.
Oh, is there anything personally you want to tell me, Buddha? Throwing one more in.
Yes.
Okay.
As these opportunities to learn come by, don't fail to take advantage of them.
Did I learn from this last situation I was in? I thought I did.
You did, but you could have gotten a little more.
Oh, what did I miss?
Go back and look. You'll see.
Okay. Thank you, Buddha.
Welcome, dear.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. Cobra is a good guy, right?
Yes.
And so Benjamin Fulford is in the position, as usual, for a long time, of having to give some false information in order to stay alive, just like the others that you've mentioned.
Yes.
So that's why nobody is really 100% reliable, because they can't be, plus they can't get all the information just to get hold of it. There's so much, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. All right. There's a rumor about Trump being tied to the Rothschilds maybe a long time ago. And I have a sense that he's smart enough that he never tied himself in, and they do not control him. But there may have been a use of the money on a business level and then paid back or something like that. Is this true?
He had a conversation with one time, and they have morphed that into
desperate cabal, desperate Rothschilds. Right. Okay.
Yes.
A conversation. Good grief. Okay. All right. The information that's been planted recently about North Korea and now not going to play ball with South Korea and the peninsula won't be reunited, I believe that's false information. Is that?
Patently false.
Okay. Okay. So the whole Korea thing is straightening out well.
Yes.
And this is why there's so much mess going on in the Middle East, because that's the cabal's last stand, is it not, pretty much?
That in Japan.
In Japan. Okay. Well, there's a report that Japan and China are actually talking and are developing a convertibility agreement for the Japanese yen and the Chinese yuan to be able to work together in some way. Is this true or false?
Fortunately, yes, it is true.
So they're actually working on getting along, which they have not for a very long time.
Correct.
Okay. Is one of the keys getting rid of Abe or AB, whatever his name is? Because he's definitely a nasty, right?
He's just a minion.
A minion, a nasty minion, but
yes.
A minion. He just takes orders.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There's a lot of reports now, which we got right away, but now it's becoming more obvious, is that Fukushima was a Zionist war crime. Is that true?
It is so.
It was a Israeli sub that set off either a missile or a torpedo or something to take out Fukushima?
Torpedo.
A torpedo. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. And it was in order to create more mess, yes?
More fear.
More fear. And did they specifically target Japan for that, or did they just kind of run the roulette wheel and pick a country?
They specifically targeted Japan.
Why was that when they have Abe there?
It was revenge for some of the positive things that Japan was doing.
Oh, so things that we don't hear about in the U.S.
Right.
That they were doing politically, economically, environmentally?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so Abe has not been able to stop progress that's positive.
No.
Yeah, good, good, good. Okay. Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, is he a nasty or good guy?
Mixed.
Mixed bag. Wasn't he recently fingered by Trump for something? No. No, okay, I'm confusing him with somebody else. Okay. It's surfaced recently that Oliver North, who I thought was off the planet, is the new president of the NRA. Is that true?
That is so.
It is. Okay, so wasn't North targeted and made a scapegoat for a lot of bad stuff that was going on?
Yes.
And North is really a good guy?
Yes.
And managed to hold his own through the attack some way or another?
Kind of.
Kind of. So at least he survived. He wasn't taken out.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Okay. Let's see. The new planetary alignment. Cindy spoke briefly about this. What can you address what this is and what its effects or purpose? And is it a natural alignment?
It's a divine alignment.
dear.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, all that is very involved in this, and it's coming in.
Absolutely.
July or August.
Correct. Your freedom is at hand.
Yay! Yay, yay, yay. All right, awesome. Okay. There's reports of an embezzlement scandal with Malaysia's development fund. Is this true?
Yes, it is true.
And is the cabal trying to steal that money, or did they succeed in order to get money? Because they're broke, pretty much.
They're stealing wherever they can.
Okay, were they successful with this, or is the money getting back to where it belongs?
They were partially successful.
Partially, okay. But not completely.
Correct.
That's good. Okay. There's U.S. government... a list of 90 affiliated companies that are involved in NXIVM, which I do not know what it stands for. People named Keith Rainier or Rainieri and Allison Mack are involved for sex trafficking and forced labor. Is this more exposure? Can you address this?
It is more exposure, a really nasty stuff.
Okay. Really nasty stuff. Okay. So 90 affiliated companies that have been involved in nasty stuff and probably funded by Soros or Rothschild?
Funded by wherever they could steal it.
Okay. 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 Is the Soros organization backing off are being forced to back off in any way, because George Soros is off the planet, but the organization was very well organized so that they could keep funding things. Are they backing off at all? And is it correct that they've been kicked out of Hungary?
It is correct. They've been kicked out of Hungary. And they are going to go down to the last.
Okay. Like pure cabal to the end.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, we are coming soon to the end of our show. Buddha, we're so grateful for you being here today. Do you have a final message for anybody on the call or our callers and listeners that you'd like to share?
You will find when you become peace that everything's smooth, moves and flows much easier.
So that would be a message for us to take to heart, the host and myself, along with everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So in order to deal with the nasty stuff going on, it's okay to be aware of that stuff, but to understand that the light has won and buy more into that, right?
Please.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right. Thank you so very much, Buddha. We're very grateful for you to be here today, and we're honored.
Most welcome.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.